Hello, City Church. My name is Jacob, and this is City Church Together. Good to be with you today. This Sunday, our worship team will be teaching a new song called You Keep Hope Alive. And guys, I love this song. It is a beautiful anthem of hope for our church. I mean, hope is in its name, for goodness sake. And so I wanted to lead us in a meditation on the lyrics of this song, and also on Romans 5, which I believe is a great passage that reinforces the truth of this song. And so we're going to start in verse 1. By the way, if you want to listen to this song, we have links in today's episode description. I would encourage you to go listen to it and receive the beauty of it. And I just can't say enough good things about this song. And so we're going to start in verse 1. Song says, days may be darkest, but God, your light is greater. You light our way. God, you light our way. When evil is rising, you're rising higher with power to save, with power to save. And so what caught my eye on these lyrics is how out of the gate it recognizes the suffering and the evil that is happening in our world. And I think songs of hope have to start there. You know, we don't sing songs despite our suffering, despite our struggle with sin. You know, we're not trying to push those things out as we sing. Instead, we're trying to sing through them. And as a church, we are putting our hope in God's power to save in Jesus. And so that can be very difficult, but I think we find our answer of how we do that, of how we sing in the middle of suffering and sin. We find that answer in the chorus. Says, you keep hope alive. You keep hope alive. From the beginning to end, your word never fails. You keep hope alive because you are alive. Jesus, you are alive. And reading this chorus, it reminded me of how this has some very important personal and also corporate implications for us as a church. See, personally, it reminds me of Psalm 42 when David says to his soul, he's literally singing to his soul, he says, why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. So you see, we sing the hope of the gospel, the hope that Jesus died in our place and defeated sin and death in the resurrection. We sing about our salvation in him, as David says. We sing about that both in the mundane moments, you know, when we're driving to work and when we are feeling alone, when we're doing laundry, when, you know, these things are very mundane and possibly even dark in our lives. You know, in those moments, we can sing to ourselves, there is hope because Christ is alive and he is enduring with us, as Paul says, to the end. And also, that has such power corporately, because when all of us come together from different jobs and workplaces and backgrounds, we all sing together, our hope collectively is in Jesus. What an encouragement that is. So it's almost like our voices are reminding each other that our hope is only found in Christ. But church, we don't just sing about hope. We are a people of hope. And I hope to show you that and encourage you in that as we read Romans 5. And so I'm going to be reading Romans 5 in the ESV. So I'm going to start in verse 1. Paul says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And on down in verse 5 says that hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. And so I want to hone in on verse 5. I wanted to kind of give some context around verse 5, but that phrase, hope does not put us to shame. The more I listened to this song, the more this verse came to mind. And you see, church, the hope that we have in Christ, you know, in the justification he brings us, that it differs from traditional definitions of hope. You know, for example, something that we've probably all said at some time or another is like, I hope things go back to normal by, you know, name a time, by summer. You know, I hope all these COVID restrictions end by summer. And what that really means is I don't have any certainty that these restrictions will end by summer. I only desire that it does. And so that's kind of what hope feels like. And that's why sometimes hope can feel hard to grasp. And it can also sometimes feel cheap because we're not certain of what's going to happen. So it's like, why hope at all? But the difference here is that, as Hebrews 6 says, we have the full assurance of hope in Jesus. Because you see, biblical hope is a confident expectation of good things to come. I'm going to say that again. Biblical hope is a confident expectation of good things to come. You see, church, because we see in Scripture how God is faithful to fulfill his promises, we can take heart that he'll do it again. You know, he promised to come back and to make all things new. That is still true, church. And so in the face of our suffering, in the midst of our struggle with sin, we can sing as this bridge sings. I love this. There's hope in the breaking, hope in the sorrow, hope for this moment. Our hope for tomorrow is Jesus. As I said earlier, he endures with us till the end. And so biblical hope is not wishful thinking. It's confident expectation. So I think that's the beauty of it, that even when things don't seem to be getting better in our suffering, we can take hope that our God is alive and enduring with us and has not left us. And so how do we practice biblical hopefulness? I'm going to give you two just very practical ways to meditate on this and to really live into this reality of biblical hope. And so first one, just today, if you haven't already read your Bible, go read Romans 5, specifically the first five verses. All of Romans 5 is amazing, but I think these first five verses are a wealth of deep hope in themselves. Because church, you know, if you are in Christ, Jesus' death and resurrection has justified you, or in other words, he has made you righteous. And so you have a hope that is certain and won't fail you. And so go and read that, listen to it on the Bible app, and just let those words refresh you this morning. And then secondly, go listen to this song by hitting one of the links in today's episode description. And let this song wash over you. And those of you who are members of our church who are coming on coming this Sunday, come ready to sing this boldly and loudly on Sunday morning. I mean, what an anthem to sing and to share in after such a dark and often isolating year. And I know we're still feeling, you know, we're seeing glimmers of hope with a wonderful vaccine rollout, and we're seeing some things return to normal in different aspects of our lives. However, there's still a lot of the repercussions and the lingering effects of COVID-19 going on in our lives and our hearts. And I think this is a needed song for us as a church. We need to declare, in the face of cynicism that we might feel, in the face of doubt that we're feeling, that our God keeps hope alive. And what a relief that we don't have to live in wishful thinking. And we don't have to live in uncertainty, but we can have confidence that Jesus has declared us righteous, that his Spirit is making us more and more like his Son every day, and that one day he's going to come and make all things new. And so we're going to enter into a time of silence, and then we're going to pray together, placing our hope in Jesus, the one who will never fail us. So let's be silent together. Father, hope is alive because your Son, Jesus, is alive. And for being honest, I know, especially, you know, for me, that can be difficult in the face of suffering. It can be difficult to believe that hope is alive when cynicism wants to take hold and say, nothing's going to get better. So Lord, help our unbelief by your Spirit today as we put our hope in your word, in your written word, and also in the living word, Jesus Christ. Would you prepare us to come Sunday ready to proclaim that you keep hope alive? Pray this in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. City Church, as a people of hope, go and multiply the gospel.